hello, hello. What's all this then? An English person, a native English person, a working class native English person protesting against an Ethiopian paedophile who's tried to nonce a native English 7-year-old girl in front of my van while I'm driving? Hang on a minute. I'm an English police officer. I'm not here to help people like that. I'm here to help Ethiopian paedophiles that nonce 7-year-old English girls. I'm here to help the white mutants and paedophile supporters that come in to support the Ethiopian paedophile and support his right to nonce English 7-year-old girls. Right, speed up, speed up. Kill, kill, kill. Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of the Jolly Heretic. Now, on the 17th of July, we saw shocking evidence of the extent of two-tier policing in the UK. Every effort is made when left-wing green narcissists glue themselves to the road to accommodate them, to even bring them cups of tea. But when an English person, a working-class English person in a baseball cap, possibly with a Union Jack, protests against an Ethiopian illegal immigrant attempting to nonce a 7-year-old girl in Epping, the police are allowed to commit, and let's be clear, to commit attempted murder against a British protester, while the same police guide and look after and even ferry around in their vans anti-racism protesters that are somehow available, you know, on hand as though they're there on call, as though they're there on call to come in and protest in favour of the right of an Ethiopian fake refugee to be able to attempt to nonce a 7-year-old local girl. That is where we are at in the UK. Before I go into it, could you do me a favour, though? Could you please, please, please subscribe? Could you subscribe here on YouTube? Could you leave a like? Could you click the bell? Could you do all those things and leave a comment? And could you subscribe to my Substack? That's jollyheretic.com, where if you like what I do, you can support what I do for the cost of a pint of beer a month, and where there's in-person interviews and vlogs and films and all kinds of stuff. Okay, back to the video. So what's going on? I predicted the other day that things were going to kick off this summer. It seems to be inevitable now. In a country that is sliding towards civil war, in a country in which the majority of people feel disempowered and feel like they're second-class citizens, in a country in which the government collaborates with foreigners and with anti-patriotic English people in the form of Hope Not Hate and so forth, in order to control and suppress our British people, whom they at best fear and at worst despise, it is inevitable that every so often there are going to be flare-ups. And there has been a flare-up in Epping, in heretofore overwhelmingly white Epping in Essex, where, of course, there is a refugee hotel because of the government's abject failure to do what they should do, which is arrest any immigrant that comes into the country on a small boat, jail them and deport them immediately, or indeed just remove the boats from the water. Because of that, they are putting them in these hotels, these people. They are not refugees, because genuine refugees are going to flee the country with their families, with their wives, with their mothers, with their children. They are single young men to a man, fighting age young men, people who by fleeing their country are basically fleeing the war there, are basically just cowards who should stand up to what's going on. They are the worst kind of immigrant, cowardly immigrants, and consistent with this, they are prepared to nonce young girls. I mean, this is what happened. A 7-year-old girl cannot walk around her local area or whatever she was doing, go to school, without being chatted up and induced to have sex by an Ethiopian man in his 30s. And Ethiopia, of course, is not by any stretch of the imagination, or Britain rather, is not by any stretch of the imagination the next safe country for an Ethiopian. And therefore, inherently, any asylum claim must be bogus. He should claim for asylum in Eritrea or some other country that borders Ethiopia. But this is what has happened. This was on the 10th of July. This occurred as a consequence on the 17th of July. There was a protest outside the hotel, which is treasonously, with no consideration of the local population, in a thoroughly mercenary way, making money out of these refugees, bogus refugees, male bogus refugees, and then a group called themselves Stand Up to Racism or something, some sort of breakaway group from Hope Not Hate, led by a black man called Wayman Bennett. Somehow, they hear there's a protest, and it's as though they are, I assume they're paid by the government. It's as though they are, you know how firemen, when I used to walk to school when I was a kid, we'd walk past the fire station, and the firemen would be sitting there with nothing to do. You know, I don't know what they used to do in those days. There was no internet. How did they pass the time? Watching pornography, I suppose. But we had no problem paying for the firemen to sit there watching porn all day, as long as when we needed them to jump into action, they could do so. And I suspect it is the same with these anti-racism groups. They're probably paid some basic salary by the government, the same government that seems to pay Hope Not Hate. And then when it's needed, they can jump into action. And it was noticed, they were ferried in by the police, guarded by the police. It was organised. There must have been advance notice of this and ferried out by the police. And this was what set off the disorder, that the local people in Epping were rightly appalled that you had these people, 50 or so people, defending the rights of an Ethiopian paedophile illegally in the country, defending his rights and calling those that were annoyed about it, naturally, racist, Nazi scum, off our street, whose street? This itself is an incitement to violence. It should be illegal to even ask whose streets it is. They're everybody's streets, so it should be a crime. Incitement to violence to even ask. And all this kind of stuff. And of course, they misjudged. There was only about 50 of these people, you know, middle-aged mutants with no children, silly young girls with tattoos, that kind of thing. And they were surrounded by 400 furious Epping people. And before long, a riot was declared and people had to get off the streets. The police, as I say, police vans were attacked, and a police officer, being left-wing, you know, and being an agent of the state and hating white people, even though he's white, I can't see how it could be anything other than attempted murder. He could see there was a person standing in front of the vehicle while it was moving. OK, he shouldn't have been doing that, but he was, and the guy just drove into him. It's incredible. It's attempted murder. And I hope that person needs to go down. But that, and them having to turn around and retreat from the mob at one point, and then them charging, literally charging the mob because they were outside after some kind of curfew. This is happening now. It was obvious that this was going to happen this summer. Something would kick off. The spark would be there. What would the spark be? It would be some foreigner nonsense or raping a child. Of course, it would be. What else would it be? And I wonder if this will spread to other places. But it is showing you it's almost every day. First of all, we have the lies revealed about Afghanistan and the 150,000 people that have been illegally brought into the country due to the utter incompetence of some stupid Royal Marine that managed to leak all of this sensitive information online. And as a consequence, all these Afghans have been brought into the country, a city of Afghans. And then a thousand so far of these 150,000 people have sued the government for leaking their data, so they're not even grateful. First of all, it's evidence of complete treason by the government and a total lack of care for the feelings of people and a complete destruction of the social contract with a hammer. And then a couple of days later, we have this. I know idiots online will say things like, oh, nothing ever changes. But that's what people would have said towards the end of the Soviet Union. Nothing ever changes. And then very suddenly, it does. That's what people would have said before Stalin died. Nothing ever changes. And then very suddenly, it does. That's what people said before Trump came in. Nothing ever changes. And then things have changed. And that the left are in trouble, and the anti-British mutants are on the ropes financially. Nothing ever changes, but it does. There is a feeling in the air that there is going to be a civil war in the UK of some kind. And people are highly perceptive. We are evolved to be highly perceptive. We are evolved to read the room. We are evolved to understand what's going on. It's evolutionarily adaptive to be able to do that, because then you can make plans accordingly. And so many people to whom I speak are aware of this. And even people in Finland looking from abroad are aware of the utter state that Britain is in. that it's no longer safe to walk around the streets of London, that nobody can bloody get housing, that nobody can afford anything, the prices of everything are through the roof, that everyone is pissed off, and on top of that you have mass immigration and mass illegal immigration, and that's making it very, very considerably worse, and you have a government that's been, it has no power, everything has been neutered out to a kind of de facto communist regime, to a series of quangos that run everything, and who make the decisions really, and who you can only get into if you're left-wing because of a system brought in by Tony Blair, such that right-wing people can be discriminated against and you have to be in favour of their dogmas in order to get onto these quangos and thus really rule the country. And so there's complete inertia and nothing can change and no Conservative government can do anything. And even if the Conservative government wants to, but they can't, when they tried to in the form of Liz Truss, there was a coup. There was an, what it was other than a coup, there was a coup. And so that's it. That's the situation. We all know it's something is changing. And all it takes is a few more sparks, I think, for a civil war to occur. So, yeah, good luck, everyone. And I will see you soon. And goodbye.
Are you ready for the future of the West?